Ms. Hanson, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Selectmen's meeting, April 10th, 7 o'clock.
Jack and Phil, sorry.
We're going to wait for the end to do the minutes, Andrea?
Yep.
We'll move that.
Does she want to switch them?
We'll move that next time.
You want to move it up? Okay.
Department reports. First report we have this evening is from Highway Department, Mr. Lewis.
Okay, for the month of March, there were 11 spreader runs and 4 snowstorms to plow. Patching was done as needed. The warm weather, the cold weather has certainly made plenty of patching around. We had some high winds, so we had quite a few trees down on various roads. Did grading on Courier, Podunk, Flint, Tower Hill, Donovan roads. And we actually did that early in the month, and then we got cold weather, it snowed, and then we did some at the end of the month. So dirt roads kind of took a beating this winter, even though there wasn't deep frost, but very little mud on them, but just a lot of potholes from the warm and cold. And we hauled sand to the stockpile. And that was about it for the month. They said it was in the top 20 warmest marches and in the top 20 snowiest. So when people look at that in history, they're going to say, how'd that happen? It did.
Any questions for Mr. Lewis? No questions? We'll move on. Anything else, Dennis?
How do you want to deal with the paving and the road work this year? Do you want to put it out to formal bid? Do you want to get 3 quotes? How do you want to proceed with that?
What do we
We're
pave
almost to the time to start doing it.
For the finish the Chester Turnpike?
Yeah, for all of it, really.
Do you want to top coat that?
Well, yeah, top coat that. That's a substantial amount of money. I think just the asphalt alone comes to $140,000, roughly. And then there's our asphalt maintenance line.
Yep.
So do you want to put just a formal bid in the paper, or how do you want
I think
to see?
We probably should get 3 prices on by the ton.
Right, well, 3 prices and putting it out to bid, usually 2 different ways of doing it, that's all. So I just want to check before. We can put a notice in the paper as a formal bid, or we can just call the big 3 paving companies and have them give us a price. So, we've done it both ways. So,
what did you do last year?
Last year we just got 3 quotes.
That worked out well, didn't it?
I mean, I don't usually see much difference. The only trouble I've had with the formal bids before was you don't get a lot of things. Like, you can't work extras into it as you go along, but I mean, it's entirely up to the board. We've done it both ways for 20-some-odd years. So.
Well, I prefer we just get 3 bids. If we're going to bid it out contract, we're going to have to write a spec sheet.
And, you know,
Everybody's got to bid the same thing.
Right. And that's where you don't get as many things thrown into the
package.
Okay. I'll get the 3 prices and bring them back to you.
Would you please?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Next on the agenda is the police department.
I don't see the chief. As far as I understand, the chief was planning on being here, so.
I just heard sirens of some sort.
Well, we'll just wait a little bit and we'll go back to the police. Have you spoke with the chief of police on a report basis?
I'm not chief of police.
Yeah, I talked to him this week. He had every intention of being here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I told him if he wasn't going to be able to make it, let me know, because he likes to, he says it's not much use in just saying, oh, we had 27 incidents. He likes to talk a little bit and inform us as to what's going on. And if he can't make it, I told him, let me know, and I'll give the presentation.
Yeah, I can hear the sirens. Can you all hear that?
Yeah.
So that's probably, it might be where it is.
We'll go to the fire report.
Okay.
For March,
yes.
Highlights, basically regular truck and building maintenance, training on the tanker truck, and EMS training, which is, goes on monthly. And for this town, it's, I think it's very important. One thing I didn't know of, and I see there was a structure fire. Does anybody know where that was? Listed here. Okay, I'm not, it doesn't state what. But again, emergency medical services, EMS, incidents, 24. That's biggest increase, not increase, but that's what we have in this town mostly. I noticed that the on your property, they took the cover off the Smokey the Bear. He's out now. So, and I don't know if it is right now, but it was moderate or low, I think it was the other day when they took it off. But so we'll be able to look at the fire conditions that will be readily changed. So, you know, aware of that. That's basically all that I have.
That was a structure fire in Auburn.
It was in Auburn? So they assisted is what it was. Okay.
I'm pretty excited about that.
All right.
And Smokey Bear doesn't have a middle name.
Smokey the Bear doesn't?
No. Smokey Bear.
Smokey Bear. Okay. But he's the bear. Okay.
That's it?
Yes.
Building department, Mr. Murray, you're here?
I am. I can't talk with Smokey Bear story. building department, month of March, 14 permits issued. Zero new code enforcement cases, three open code enforcement cases still, none were closed. 50 inspections performed, 18 permits were closed out, only one renewal. Spring's here, gonna have some spring cleaning, so the code enforcement cases are gonna go up by probably half a dozen, actually. So I can't put the fires out quick. A lot of subdivisions coming in. I don't know if we're going to have a burst or what. I mean, we approve a subdivision. It's still dirt, as far as my end of it is. I don't know if the board's aware. You probably heard about the subdivision in Chester. 63 homes going in, supposedly, allegedly. And they all dump out into Candia. So it's going to be up to the board to come up with something as far as maybe a reimbursement to the town of Candia for all their facilities being used over there or whatnot. But it's coming down the road, in case you didn't know about it.
Anything for Mr. Murray? All right. That's it, Dave? Solid waste?
Don't have the totals, but just to bring you up to date, there was a water problem. It's been taken care of. So everything's running up to par over there. Energy and Solid Waste Committee has requested and would like to have a Facebook page for the solid waste and the facility. Let people know what's happening, keeping them up to date. So this is something we'd like to put into effect ASAP. But that was, the board was very much in favor of that. We can keep people posted on what is happening, how much they're recycling, how we keep them, keep the interest up in front of the people. And so I don't know if that's, you know, does the board have to approve this, or does it have to be, can we just go ahead with that? If I don't hear anything, I just will go ahead.
I don't know what the process is.
Did I hear you want a Facebook page?
Right.
For the recycling center?
Yes.
The center or the committee?
The center.
Oh, okay.
I think it makes sense.
Yep.
I mean, you want to keep the public informed of what's going on.
Education.
I mean, If the committee had anything they wanted, they could probably put it in there as well.
Oh, yeah, the committee would be, would they be, working with it at that point, definitely.
Who's going to be managing the page?
Be managing the page, be Chuck.
Okay.
Overseer, definitely.
Okay. All right.
And that's on the town website?
It'll be Facebook, it'll be separate.
There might be a link, they might put a link on the, like the Conservation Commission has a Facebook page.
Okay, all right.
So everyone's in favor of that?
Yep.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would hope that the committee could probably run it for Chuck with his input, because he's got other things to do.
No, there will be, no, it's not going to take time, that's not a situation, it's not, maybe at first a little bit getting set, but otherwise, it's not going to be something every day, no.
Yeah.
I mean, when he comes up with figures here, we can put that.
That's a good idea.
Because people don't, how often are they here to see what, and we want to generate.
Letting people know of solid waste day and all of that.
Yeah, right, right. The other thing doesn't really, sort of ties in, roadside cleanup is this month. The dumpster that Management Waste has donated is behind the office building here for people to use. I'd like to see it filled this year, and there was a young lady today, when I went down 43, she was out cleaning up 43 already, and so just get more people, we can clean up in front of your house and pick up another area, that we get Nick Candy of the cleanest town in New Hampshire. That's what I'd like to see. All right, and the snow's gone, so now we can see all this stuff.
Okay, thank you, Russ. Okay, moving on. I guess Chief didn't make it, so if you have a report a little bit, you'd like to just... The Chief did submit a report, Mr. Komisar? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. It's doable.
The March offenses, there was a total of 25 offenses, and they're kind of spread out. Do we want to recite them all?
No.
Okay. We had 25 offenses in the month of March. No crime incidents. We've got a grand total of 465 to date. And I'm still hopeful that perhaps the chief will be coming along to give us his update.
I'd like to see later, if he does get here before the meeting's over, that he be able to speak.
Certainly. Okay. Okay, next on the agenda, we have Carol Granfield from Municipal Resources Incorporated to discuss options for an HR assistant, or assistants, I should say.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Carol Granfield, and I had spoken with Susan, who had contacted us regarding what options might be available for human resource assistance, and we had discussion. I provided some information about some things we do. Municipal resources, you may or may not be familiar with them, we're kind of the go-to organization when municipalities need assistance of one type or another. It could be a department that is without a finance assistance, we do human resource assistance, some ranging from studies to some communities we do on an as-needed basis. If they need something or they're having a policy they want developed, we can come in and help with that. So in speaking with her, we also talked about an HR audit type thing. You don't have a... as far as the day-to-day operation, I think the select board are responsible for everything, and then you have some employees that handle different aspects. So what it would amount to would be probably a scaled-down version. To have a full-scale audit is probably more than you want to spend. So I did say we could probably fit something within a budget to work with you based on what your needs might be. But it may be something that typically it's evaluating what you have in place now and to see if you're compliant, you know, personnel records, those type of things. Are they the way they should be? Policies, do you have personnel policies or do you need some to comply with state, federal, local regulations, benefits? I know if you do payroll, you know, we would typically we either talk to the department heads, like your department heads that are here and people involved with human resource work, and then from that look at your policies and come up with kind of an analysis and then give you an action plan. So what you can do is what's critical, and usually something will pop up that you really need to address this. The others you can do as you go along, but it kind of gives you a roadmap of what you need to do down the road. I know we initially talked about a pay and classification type study, and that might be a spin-off of that, or it could be if you just you want job descriptions and you need them, you know, we can do that. So it's kind of pick and choose what you want, and I don't really know what your needs are, and based on what you have budgeted, what would make the most sense for you. But she indicated you might have some questions based on what we do or what you think might be needed, and we could work from there based on trying to provide you with some assistance to keep things moving forward. And what we find is, especially communities that don't, you know, the larger you are, you may have a personnel person or human resource person. The smaller you are, you usually have employees that are responsible for certain aspects. Your department heads may handle the recruitment and all of that. So if that's what you have, it could be, well, this is what, you know, your departments need to be trained on X if they're interviewing. Because all it takes is, and we see it time and time again, one situation that a community can spend an inordinate amount of money just from not handling something the right way, or someone didn't know, and the way the job market is, people, you know, everyone wants that job. So if they didn't get it, they're going to find something. You do have a police department, and usually of the various departments, those are ones that are kind of stick to the order when they hire someone, and we usually find that they have their procedures, you know, and even with them we'll find some things and make some suggestions that they may want to handle something differently. I did note when I was looking at your website, you're to be commended because you actually have an employment application. And you'd be amazed at the number of communities that don't use one. And you can supplement it, but usually when you sign off, that's you're attesting that everything is true on there. And I was pleased to find that, because sometimes if you don't have that, it can present problems. So anyways, I'm open for questions, or if you want me to expand on anything in particular that you have a question on.
We have job descriptions now, mm-hmm. which is great at that point, but what this all really came down, we're talking some incentive pay. How do we adjust one person over somebody else that is doing a good job, and how to set up some, I'd look at something in incentive type of thing. I don't know.
I don't know if you have an actual pay scale now, or just everyone is hired at different rates.
That's what it is, correct? Yes.
What you need is to have a grading system, and whether it's a step system or just a pay range for minimum and maximum, then if you want to have incentives within there, something could be developed, whether it's I don't know if you do performance evaluations at all, or if you just want, in that case, what some communities do, they'll have some type of evaluation system, and then the folks that are doing the evaluations, we provide either a system or training, so then you don't have one individual recommending high increases just because they like the person, and another department or selectmen wanting to give. There's some system in there so you can justify why you're providing a merit increase or a bonus or whatever. So we've done that too. We've developed, if someone has a system in place, we can then develop a program that you could, you know, it could be as simple, or usually we find the simpler the better, because sometimes if it's too complex, it's too hard for anyone to understand, and then they never use it. But that may be something, you know, that you'd be interested in having, just to have a basic pay scale so you could have the ranges within there. And usually we would, if we develop something like that, it would be to see with the market and, you know, what your market is, so you're comparable in your pay ranges.
Well, I think we vary so much in this small town compared to other towns. But we've got people that have maybe been here for 3 years and others 10 plus years. And this last year, all we did was give them a 1%.
So kind of a call, an increase,
yeah,
but nothing.
Right, nothing else. So, I mean, this is what we're looking at, trying to say, how can we take care of, we have great employees. Mm-hmm. Let me start right there. We have great employees. They all are good qualified people. And how do we make sure that we can keep these people? Because it costs more money to try to replace somebody. I don't care if they're on the bottom end or the top end.
Mm-hmm.
We've hired them because they're qualified. And if they're not qualified, they should be gone. And so, I mean, they're not gone,
right,
so they're qualified.
So, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we're looking at how can we take care of a top end and bottom end, and maybe bring some people more into line where they should be. Maybe compared to other situations, but we can't go apples to apples because there's nothing,
right,
apples to apples.
Yeah, yeah. So looking at, and especially if you have some long-time people and they're qualified, but you have newer people, and depending on what the difference is, to have some system in place so you can recognize and reward each of them. That what you did with the 1% is more or less a cost of living increase.
Yes, yeah.
It's not merit incentive at all.
Mm-hmm. We put $10,000 aside for the merit program. So we've had some debate about, should we have a merit, should we not have a merit?
Mm-hmm.
And we were grappling with that. So we came up with the idea of perhaps we need a little guidance, and we put $10,000 for the merit in the budget. So.
Well, that's great that you may be able to utilize something, depending on what your budget is, to develop a program and then have a portion in place so you can,
right,
provide the merits.
That was the intent of,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
The intent was 2 years ago here, we started on this, to institute some type of merit system for our employees. All the department heads or the selectmen do a review yearly of each employee.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be done in the file. You've done checks twice now.
Right.
So you have a system in place now.
For a review, but there's no reward for a positive review. It's just a review that goes in the employee's file, and like Mr. Dan said, after employees been here for 12, 10, 8 years, for 8 years, no one's gotten a raise, they've gotten cost of living increases.
Mm. And in the review, is there any type of goals or objectives?
No,
or?
No. Just if you're performing to your, I guess,
expectations.
Your job description.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the job descriptions are fairly accurate that you have?
Well, I think everybody here, their job description becomes broader and broader with more, mm-hmm, experience, and that's what we have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We probably do more with less than a lot of communities because the employees broaden their productivity.
Right, right.
So you need a way to reward them. So I think that's, mm-hmm, what this board's looking for.
Well, if it's something, and this has been beneficial, because I know we had brief discussions about a variety of things, and based on what you're looking for, perhaps what I could do is provide you with, send you some information about these. This is you know, based on the discussion here, what you might be interested in for a incentive merit program for your employees. And with that, I can, if I need some other information, I don't know who would be the best person to contact, but if I need, you know, numbers of employees or how many you have, type thing.
The office.
Yeah, the office.
Just Andrea, the office. And while we're on this situation here, we have a police department with a matrix system. That was a 10-year matrix. Mm-hmm. We have police officers that have been here for 18, 16 years now, and they've worked their way out of that matrix. That might have been a little bit antiquated 18 years ago, 15 years ago when they made that. That might be something that also needs to be looked at. The matrix is still a good matrix, but there may need to be something added to that at
Yeah, that may need a little updating or something if they if it works on that, because if they're already
I understand the matrix, and
yeah,
that's they had, you can write it for 10, you could have wrote it for 15, you could have wrote it for as many years as you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
At that time they opted for a 10-year matrix, and now we're 16, 18 years into it.
Yeah.
So there's some concern there.
And that's just on your police department.
Police,
yes.
Everyone else is just whatever their rate is.
Hired employee. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, what I will do is I'll probably follow up with you, Andrea, and ask for some information, and then I can send kind of a letter proposal of this. These are some based on our discussion that you might be interested in, and give you an idea of that.
Yep.
So. Yeah, well, if there's anything else, I'll leave my cards here, and if you think of anything you think I need to be aware of, but I think this was helpful because it gives me a better understanding of what you're trying to accomplish, and I'll just...
I think that's what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, because if you're... you can just pass them. If it's something that the employees, and we have a good group of employees now, and you want to reward them, and you don't have that in place. So I'll send something. Okay, very good.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate that.
Oh, no
nice
problem.
To meet you, Miss.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
Any more discussion on that topic? Okay, we'll move on. We have an update from moderator regarding the March 16th election. Oh, Clark, you got an update on that?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I come here at the invitation of my liaison tonight. I was forwarded an email from Bart that suggested about some options that the board may have. Regarding the ratification of the March 16th election. So, since, I don't know, Mark, if you had an opportunity to forward that information on or not?
Yeah, forward it to
you. Oh, yeah, we got
okay.
this.
Okay, so since, basically, we've got HB, House Bill 329, which is a little bit like Senate Bill 108 that got defeated. It's got that little addendum on it, and that would, if it passes, and all indications are at this time that it will pass, that'll allow the two boards in town, yours board, obviously, and the school board, to vote and ratify all the expenditures and whatnot that were on the warrant. So if that passes, automatically all elected officials are in, but the remaining items on the warrant have to be voted on. So that's scheduled to go off on April 20th, and it's conceivable and likely the governor will sign it that day or the next day. So it would require some special noticing. On or about that time is when that meeting is going to be held, but it could be as simple as what you're doing tonight. So I just wanted to keep the board up to date. There's lots going on out there on this. It's a great time to be a moderator. So have you answered any questions to the board? Or
did you have an email from Bart on April 5th, Wednesday, April 5th, last week?
I don't have the date, but is that the one that says now there are only two options left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have that email. Correct.
Okay, so you're not, I'm in favor of option one, that Mr. Mayor.
I would, I respect what decision the board makes. I would be in favor of pumping the brakes and waiting till April 20th. This could all just go away for the governor's signature on April 20th. no need to do anything. Which I guess, Carlton, if you look at that, it's kind of the same thing. Just let the legislative process work, and that way there's no expenditures for the town. Moderators are supporting that. I'm sure you all know right now that the moderators all work together, and we've all expressed our support for this to the governor, as well as to the Attorney General's office. The Secretary of State's not taking my calls anymore.
That's what I was going to ask you about that.
So did the board, did you all read this?
I'm very familiar with it, yeah.
So I'm thinking we just hold off until the legislation gets signed, and then we address it moving forward. We'll talk about it at the next meeting with the election.
We have a meeting the 24th.
Yeah.
April 24th.
And at that point, sounds like what we'll all have to do is post it like a meeting before a regular scheduled selectmen's meeting to have a public hearing on the expenditures, and then if there's any issues, no issues, and we vote to ratify them.
And that's how it's structured at this time. Of course, it's legislation. It could be restructured. We don't know. But this is according to the moderators, and we're not attorneys. We have too much self-respect. They're saying all you need to do is all in favor of ratifying the March 16th vote, signify by raising your right hand, and if the majority votes so, boom, done. That's it. We move on.
All right.
That's the pleasure of the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I get more information, Mr. Chairman, I'll forward that through my liaison.
Can I bring up one more thing with the special election? So we have the special election on June 6th and July 25th.
For the senators.
Yep. Now we have to vote on the location, correct, of the polling?
You don't have to. You can. If you want to.
Well, because I know that we've done our special elections in the past here as opposed to other places.
You are correct.
Yeah.
And especially at this time, you might recall last year, 2 years ago, something like let this happen with a representative and Raymond abdicated. So it would be my suggestion that we hold it right here in this room. No need to type another location. This is a single position that's being elected. So you'll have a primary, and then I'm assuming, I haven't seen anybody signed up yet. Do you, Mark?
Yeah. A Libertarian and a Democrat have signed up this today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, and I've heard rumors that there are going to be a couple Democrats that are going to get in the race, so there's most likely going to be a primary. So.
Okay.
When you're in Planet Concord, you hear these things.
Well, like I said, the moderators are more concerned about this stuff. So worry about that other stuff that comes up. But certainly, this room has worked in the past. The AG's office has said, look, for this little single election, we don't want the town to have any additional expenditures. If you recall, the last one, we actually did a hand count. We did not even program the machine. That programming machine is expensive. We just hand counted it at the end of the night.
All right. So if it's the pleasure of this board, I'd like to move that we move the primary and general special elections that are coming up for Senate District 16 to the town offices.
That's the motion. Second. That's a second by Mr. Dan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's fine. One other point of fact for you, there's some research for you. Our turnout, which was just short of what we just short of 900 on the 16th election, if you look at the last 10 years, it's actually greater than our average. You apparently,
I did,
Ms.
yes, because I wondered
well.
How valid.
It's
I,
actually greater yeah. than we would see for this.
Yeah,
football.
I was very pleased.
So happy to see that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clark. Next on the agenda. Board of Selectmen to reappoint Boyd Chivers as a full member to the Zoning Board of Adjustment for another 3-year term, which expires on May 5th, 2017. Our board unanimously in support of Boyd's candidacy for this position. He has served faithfully and has not one unexcused absence. He is constructive in his participation and fully prepared for each meeting. We urge your support and immediate appoint so as to confirm for a scheduled April 28th meeting. I make a motion to reappoint Mr. Boyd Chivers to CBA. Seconded by Mrs. Young. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Mr. Chairman, may I speak, please?
Yes, sir.
Bob Petron, Crowley Road. Speaking on behalf of the ZBA, thanks for appointing Boyd Chivers for another term. He's a valuable member, as you can imagine. We have a complement of full 5 people on the board, but we have no alternates. Dana Buckley resigned at our last meeting, so we have no alternates this time. So, having some discussion amongst the board, we're just encouraging the board members to go out and talk to your neighbors and the townspeople and see if we can't initiate somebody to, you know, join out and get involved in the community. And the point of me speaking to you now is that we might encourage you to do the same. Help us find some alternates for the boards. And I know there's a blurb on the front page of the website. It doesn't seem to have much effect. I don't know that making a formal posting is going to change that. But I just encourage you all to you all, the board and the population as well, to get involved in the community. The commitment of time is not huge, and it's quite valuable, and it's a good learning experience. So I encourage you all to look to your friends and neighbors and see if you can encourage them to get involved. That's it, and thanks for your attention.
Thank you. Just one, you have five members, correct?
That's correct.
Mr. Chivers, Mrs. Zott, Mrs. Bird, yep. Ron Howe,
yes.
And yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Very good. Very good. Okay, it was brought to our attention, thankfully, that the reclamation bond for the Candia First Stop project had not been accepted by the selectmen, which the selectmen are the bondholders for any project which is bonded in our community. And we had a copy of a bond. We sent it to our attorney's office, Mr. Mayers, and his assistant got back to us, and the bond is complete and well written, and recommended that we accept the bond as presented.
Could I make a motion?
You may, please.
I make a motion to accept the bond as written.
Okay.
Second.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
I have a question.
Certainly.
You said it's been approved by our attorney?
Yes.
Where is?
Do you have a copy of that? Bot's email?
From Mike's, I did not put it in there. It was just basically, it was fine for its intended purpose. I can forward you his email. It's from Mike Courtney.
Up the draft field. You don't have that?
I didn't make a copy of the email for the...
All right, no, because it wasn't here, and that's why I wanted
yeah.
to make sure
no,
it
I
was
can
done.
Pull, I'll put it in the sign folder, but yeah.
No, that's...
It was.
That, you know, that has been approved by...
Yeah,
because I don't know anything about these
yep.
things
yep.
at all.
No, he looked at it. He said it was fine for the intended purpose, so...
Okay.
Okay.
I think I said that. All right. So it's our responsibility to make sure these bonds are kept current yearly. This is a year, 1 year bond, Andrea, correct?
I'm not sure.
It was signed and sealed January
6th, April 27th, 2016.
They usually are a year. Usually.
Well, this is 24th of January is a bond.
Bond will renew automatically from year to year unless it's released by a vote of the planning board.
Yeah, but that's a bond. That's not the acceptance of the bond.
Yeah. I mean, if it's being automatically, I assume we have to review it.
I should submit a new one.
So we should have done this on the 24th of January, but we're doing it now, so it's still
in
effect. Okay.
Right.
And we need to keep an eye on that.
Can I have a copy of that? Because I guess I can have this one, right?
Yeah, that's for you. It was in your folder. It's for you.
So what does this do for the town?
This is a reclamation bond over there. If they cease operations of what they're doing now with their first phase, which they were permitted for, to bring that excavation down, the planning board permitted them with an excavation permit.
Okay.
That's what they're doing. Alteration of terrain, they have a permit for that. If they start to alter that terrain and do not finish and leave it in a state where it has runoff that isn't controlled, then this reclamation bond comes into effect and the town can hire somebody to remedy the situations.
And use the bond to pay for that?
Use the bonds to pay for that.
And the total amount of this bond is what?
This was a $65,000 reclamation bond.
Okay. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Okay.
I have a question. I know, you know, in harvesting timber and everything else, there's state What about harvesting the rock that comes out of there?
Yeah, two cents of that.
That goes to who?
The state collects the fee and they send it back to the town.
Oh, right. So that's, there's something just like wood harvest.
Pretty much.
No, all right, that's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know that. That's a good question. Yeah, two cents a yard.
Anything over 1,000 yards, I believe, is a piece of property that needs to have a permit to haul it and move it. Mm.
That's,
you learn something every day.
That's right. I figured it.
That's why the job is great.
You can learn a lot from a dummy.
Did we formally vote on it?
To accept the bond, I think we did. No,
we didn't vote on it.
We didn't vote on it.
I had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We didn't vote on it.
Any other questions?
Nope, that's it.
Mr. Komisar?
Yeah, I seconded it, but we never voted.
Oh, voted, right.
All in favor to accept the bond? First thought?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. All right.
All right.
Mr. Oliveri, did you have...
I have an update, yes. Yes, I emailed this to Andrew, so it will be in the minutes. So I'm going to read this to you guys. To the Board of Selectmen, per the request of this... I didn't think they'd send it to you guys, so I... So, per the request of this board, on Monday, March 27th, 2017, I met with resident Sharon DeWitt to discuss her recent right-to-know request. I met with her on Friday, April 7th, for approximately 2 hours, reviewing all 1,382 pages of documents she received from then Budget Committee member, now School Board member Dana Buckley, and Selectman Sue Young. The board's request was for me to go over the documents in return to a finding tonight, and here are my thoughts. In reviewing the documents for Ms. DeWitt, I tried to place common sense on what a person should have to pay for based upon past town meeting decisions, as well as state law and information readily available online. As such, I decided any documents that didn't fit what I called unique and unavailable, I put into separate piles. Regarding unavailable, I put aside information readily available online, such as minutes, agendas, the teacher's contract, and data from New Hampshire Department of Education website. This information a person would not be charged for otherwise, as this information is easily accessible, is easy to access on the town and district website. I put those documents in a separate pile. Regarding unique, I put aside any duplicates of emails or attachments that were sent to her multiple times. For example, there were cases where multiple versions of the same email that were sent to her. In cases like that, I put aside duplicates and kept one version of the email of that email. It should be noted that there are many cases where there are duplicates of available information. In that case, such as minutes, I did not save one version of this information as is information readily available online, so I put all versions of that information aside. After reviewing all the information, I concluded that Ms. DeWitt was responsible for paying for 656 unique and unavailable documents at a cost of $328. Since we charged her $691 for these documents, based upon this standard, it is my opinion we should provide her a refund of $363. I have little doubt my opinion will not make anyone or everyone or possibly anyone happy. I also recognize there are outstanding issues beyond the monetary issue that this board or Ms. DeWitt may want to address moving forward. I don't believe that was part of my task. Though as a member of this board, I will be likely a part of said discussions. Finally, as I stated at the last meeting, it is important we have a clear policy made available online and at the town offices on a procedure regarding right-to-know requests. I'm working on this based upon past town meeting votes, RSA 91A, and best practices from other New Hampshire communities, New Hampshire Municipal Association, and other right-to-know organizations statewide. I'm certainly open to this board's opinion on how to move forward, but I feel such a process must happen. It will minimize the possibility of confusion and rancor that happened in this case. More importantly, it will reiterate our town's commitment to open government. And breathe.
Thank you.
Can I have a copy of that?
Yeah,
I
have.
Yeah, I sent it to Andrea. I can make sure she emails everybody it. And it will be sent to her, so it will be in the minutes.
All right, so last meeting we heard from Mrs. DeWitt and her husband. They were here. We sent Mark off on a task to see if he could figure out what happened and how it happened.
I didn't spend a lot of time on it. Thank you.
He just gave his overview of what he came up with.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, thank you, Mark. I mean, that was obviously quite a bit of work. A lot of work. You got a lot of time into that. I would be inclined to support Mark's findings.
I would too.
Well, I'm not going to go either way on it. I wasn't involved in this as a selectman. I don't believe it would have got to this point if I had been. So I'm gonna just, I don't know what to do here. This isn't, I didn't.
Is Mrs. DeWitt in favor of it?
Mrs. DeWitt is in the room, we could ask her.
I don't know, because I'm just, you know, Mark had mentioned that.
You know what, I wasn't prepared to discuss it tonight. I was expecting a decision by the board. So whatever decision the board makes, my husband and I will go home and discuss it and go from there. I mean, I have nothing new to present to you. I presented you with the laws, I presented you with cases I felt.
And I agree with Sharon. I thought we were going to get his findings tonight. I didn't think we were going to discuss it, make a decision, because I had requested that that be done at our next
selectmen's. That's a whole other issue, Susan. The next selectmen's meeting with Mrs. DeWitt.
No,
that's
What's that? I don't even know about that. I don't know what you're talking about for the next meeting.
Well, you made a request.
Okay, honestly, that's a different request, but I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a different request than anything to do with what was that last meeting.
No, exactly, but I didn't know it was scheduled is my point.
It's not.
Oh, okay,
This is the first request.
I understand that. Someone just said that they wanted to talk about it at the next meeting, and they said that's the different thing. So I'm saying I'm not aware that I'm supposed to be talking about anything at the next meeting.
Right. No, I had made a request that this be discussed.
Well, let me see if I can find your request.
But you know what? I have decided you lose the battles, but you win the war. So I don't care what we do with this. You can give her all her money back at this point. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. The fact that it was decided that things on the web were not counted because that's what was chosen to do against the advice of what we were told to copy, that's okay at this point. I don't care. It's over. It doesn't matter to me. So if you guys want to just, you can give her a full refund. I'm happy with the way things have turned out. So it doesn't matter.
I'd like to comment that I think Mark made an excellent effort to be fair, to be objective, to come up with something that, at the end of the day, kind of puts this thing to rest. And I think he did a good job. And I think it's time to move forward.
I agree. Let's move on.
I agree with you. The only question is this dollar amount. I don't know if Mrs. DeWitt is in favor of that or not. I believe in going and doing what Mark has said, and then if there is a question about the ending dollar, that we adjust dress it at another time, that we have a refund.
I don't think you drag this out anymore. I think I think everything turned out the way it's supposed to. So I say whatever Mark's decided, let's go with it. What Bart told me, we'll have to maybe correct him next time, you know, not to have us do that. You know, he might want to tell people in the future, because I'm sure there will be other right-to-know requests. But I am perfectly happy accepting what Mark did. Like I said, I am happy with everything. I really am.
I make a motion to refund that money that Mark has suggested. Okay. And if the party is not acceptable to that, come back at another time. I don't want to discuss it this evening. They're not ready to discuss it this evening. I'd like to get moving on it and get it moved.
Done. Is it agreeable to you to get this done?
No, that's not. She wasn't ready to prepare or anything else tonight, so we're not.
We'll prepare what?
She's going to take our. New people.
Oh.
New people are going to make a decision.
Okay.
And we are going to follow. We, meaning our office, is going to follow the DeWitts. Follow up with what we decided to them.
Okay.
Andrea will send her an email tomorrow, and she'll be made aware of the board's decision.
Okay.
And then. Okay, so do you
Yeah, whatever you decide.
No, do you want to do that? Excluding myself, I'm just moderating.
That's what I just said. I want to move this forward and then notify them what our decision was, and if there was some other questions, they can come forward at another meeting. But let's move this forward here.
Correct. So we'll just, you want to make a motion?
I move that we refund Sharon DeWitt the amount of $363.
On your findings?
On my findings.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
Question. Matt, your findings will be sent along with the letter notifying them of our decision, correct?
It's going to be in the minutes. I've sent it to Andrew for that, and everyone on this board will have one. And if the DeWitts would like one, I can... It will be in the minute, so everyone will be able to see it.
No, fine. That's good.
All right.
Okay.
So we have
you want to vote on that?
Yeah, okay. We have a second.
For a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
And I'll abstain, please.
Okay. We're going to accept that as, and you'll notify her tomorrow, ain't it, correct?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now there was another request from Mrs. DeWitt that came, that Mrs. Young wanted to wait until our next meeting to address. Is that correct?
Well, I don't.
Is that correct?
No.
You were aware of this request also, Mr. Komisarek, because it went to you first, and I said, we're not going to accept that. You're going to have Mrs. DeWitt send that to the selectman's office.
Into Andrea, yeah.
And Andrea got a request from Mrs. DeWitt. Okay, so then that request was in the assigned folder, and you asked with a note on it to move that until the last meeting of the month, and I said okay.
All right, now I see where you're coming from. I don't think, again, I think a request like that is public record anyway.
Sure it is.
So what Mr. Witt did is...
Aren't we going to be discussing this at the next meeting? What? Let's not discuss it this evening.
That's what we're going to do, because that's what Mrs. Young asked to do.
It was on the wrong paper. It should have been on.
I'm just telling you the chain of events that led up to this confusion here.
Yeah. Right.
But we got it right. Somebody wants a right to know request. The request is going to go through our office.
Fine, that's going to be discussed next meeting.
And it was in
no longer
it was in the sign folder. It's been in there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
That second right to know request from Mrs. DeWitt has been in the sign folder for 2 weeks.
It's not a right to know request, Colin.
Let's worry about it next meeting. Let's not discuss it any further this evening. Well, it's mute.
I'd like to make it public.
No, not at this meeting. It'll be public at next meeting.
It's public record. We're discussing it.
It wasn't a right to know. It was a concern.
Right.
She had a concern about
something I said at the budget committee, which has nothing to do with the selectmen, in my opinion, but that's...
But we'll discuss that next meeting, according to your request.
Let's not get into it tonight.
Or it's not discussed. At this board has nothing to do with it.
Well, we should, because it came to the board. We need to respond to the person that made an inquiry to us.
Okay.
It's courtesy.
Okay.
Somebody, if all we do is respond by... It's nothing to do with us.
Okay.
That will make that decision next week.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
Definitely.
Okay. That's the best we can do. All right. Mark, would you do the accounts, payroll checks and accounts payable for us, please?
Payroll manifest, 6th of April 2017 for $14,859.49. 13th of April 2017 for $14,436.28 for a payroll subtotal of $29,295.77. Accounts payable, the 6th of April 2017 for $506,552.57, of which $425,000 went to the school district. The 13th of April 2017 for $20,108.43. For accounts payable subtotal of $526,661, for a grand total payroll accounts payable of $555,956.77.
Mr. Dan?
I so moved. manifest totals for March, April, pardon, April.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Lawberry, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Can review the minutes from our last public meeting on 3/27. We elected, we appointed positions. Accepted quarterly grants. Reappointed Donna Hetzel, Mr. Lewis and Ms. Wilderman, Chairman, Conservation Commission, not Chairman. Like the no request, Mrs. DeWitt and Link. Any questions or comments on the minutes as presented? I have a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Any other business?
Just want to quickly say that I had a good meeting with Donnie Del Rosso on doing the welfare, and she and I had a good conversation. She also gave me a tour of the food pantry and all the good work they did down there. So it was a good hour spent. I learned a lot about the process and hope to have a good relationship with her over the year.
Good. Great. Mr. Komisar, anything?
No.
Mrs. Young? All right. Next meeting is April 24th at 7 o'clock. And anyone in the audience have anything for the board this evening? Mrs. Sarah?
During the September board meeting last year, I inquired if the next time groundwater monitoring was occurring, if you'd be testing for PFOAs. I'm not sure I got an answer for that. And it is the season to be doing it.
Yeah, and I just filled out a review of our permitted landfill for the DES that didn't get done last year, and I had thought about groundwater testing, and I was going to check with Stantec to make sure that they're on board. I think they are, but that, can you?
Yes, they're going to do the PFOA testing. Yes, they are.
And do you know when that starts?
No, I wouldn't get in touch with Dave, though.
Dave Elwine.
Yeah, he has the groundwater, so, yeah, right.
Yeah, and he knows,
Yeah, he knows about the POF.
Yeah, we're good now. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'm second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Did you get that cut?
I got a cut.